You're listening to Through the Bible in 5 Minutes a Day, and I'm your host, Ethan Van Arnum. Today we are covering Genesis, chapters 1 through 3, so let's dive right in. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. These words open the Bible, the grand narrative of God's creation. The earth starts off empty, but God fixes that. Let there be light. And there was. And then God separated the day from the night. Thus ends day one of creation. From there, God separated the water and the sky, made land, formed seas, brought about plants, made the stars, the sun, the moon, made the animals in the water and the bird in the sky. Then on day 6, God made the land animals, and finally he says, "Let us make man in our own image according to our likeness." Then on day 7, God rests. At the end of each day, he says it's good, but on the 7th day, he says it is very good. Then we get more detail on the man. God breathed life into him. He plants a garden surrounded by rivers. God also plants two special trees here, the tree of life and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and tells the man not to eat of the tree of knowledge. God points out that it is not good for man to be alone, and so he makes the animals and he brings them before him. Man names them all, but he sees that they're not like him. They're not suitable for him. Then God puts the man to sleep and takes a rib from him to make woman. The man knows this one is like himself. Then God gives away the bride to Adam, and we are told the purpose of marriage, to leave your parents and become one flesh with your spouse. Then we are told they were naked, but without shame. You see, everything is right, exactly the way it should be, but this doesn't last. The serpent comes and talks to Eve. Now, the serpent's not explicitly called Satan here, but we know that this is attributed to Satan, and that Satan was allowed to enter animals. Thus, he enters a serpent. The snake tells her that God is lying to her. Then the snake says she could be like God. Something that is very tempting indeed. And so she takes the fruit and she eats it. Then she gives it to Adam, who we are told is with her this entire time. Adam let her eat it first. And at that moment, they both received the knowledge of good and evil, and they knew their nakedness. God comes into the garden, and they immediately try to hide. He asks, "Where are they, and how did they know they were naked?" And Adam blames Eve. "It's this woman you gave me, God." Then God looks at Eve, and she passes the blame too. "It was the snake. He deceived me." God knows the severity of what has happened and the malice of the snake. He curses the snake and tells everyone that one day a man will rise who will crush the snake's head and defeat his power. Then we hear the consequences of sin. The woman will have intense pain in childbirth. The relationship between Adam and Eve will now be a power struggle, and Adam will rule over her. The ground is cursed, and work is now hard. Everything is broken now, and the worst part comes to pass. They are removed from the garden, and they are removed from God, whom they have had fellowship with. He puts a guard at the entrance to the garden so that man will not eat of the tree of life and live forever in this broken, miserable state. God still holds his promise, and one day he will send the only person who can save them. There are a couple of interesting things to note here as we go on. The first interesting note here is that God makes light before he actually makes any stars or anything else we attribute light to. You see, light was independent of a source except God. Another point here previews the Trinity. When making man, God says, "Let us," which tells us that God is referring to himself in the plural. This would eventually be revealed as the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, who together are God. A third note to consider here, man is made much differently from the animals and is uniquely made in God's image or to reflect God. A fourth note is that work is actually given to man before the fall, not because of the fall. The fall just makes it difficult. A fifth note is that the temptation Satan uses here, being like God, is exactly the temptation that took him. That is why Satan has confidence in it. A sixth note is found in the prophecy of the crushing of the serpent. You see, we're told that the serpent will bruise the man God sends, but that the man will crush the serpent. And Jesus himself came. He was killed, but he rose again, and through that, he crushes Satan. Now, there are also some things we need to look to apply here. The first application comes to marriage. Jesus refers to this very passage when he tells the Pharisees that divorce was never supposed to be part of creation. Man and wife are made one by God, and so as Jesus says, what God has put together, no man should separate. It's a hard truth, especially to those who have experienced divorce. It's not there to knock you down again, but to point out the truth that divorce hurts and was not part of God's plan. The second application is how to lead the family. The man is put as the head of the family and is accountable for how he leads. We see God judges Adam for not leading Eve and for trying to pass on the blame. When men fail to lead their families, the results can be disastrous. All men must seek to lead their families, to draw them to God and point them to his truth. The third application relates to sin. Sin in every form is a rebellion against God. It is saying God does not know best, and I do not have to listen to him. The sin we think will make us happy only brings suffering. Sin has consequences that hurt those around us and cause the world to be broken. Affairs lead to broken homes, lies lead to broken relationships, and the list goes on. And that was the start of Genesis. It is hard to hear the truths about the human condition, but we need to hear it. Only in knowing our true state of affairs can we reach out for help and remember that God has paid that debt and made that way for us in Jesus. Thanks for tuning in, and look for a new episode next week.